Good.
Okay, well, everybody, we have Jim Graydon with us today. And for those of you who don't know, Jim is a sixth-degree black belt under the legendary Joe Lewis, who I've known for many, many years, and obviously you guys know him as well. Jim is a world kickboxing champion and a five-time member of the world champion United States karate team. I kind of got to know Jim as he was developing.
Call your grandmother, tell her I'm on the phone.
I started to know Jim when he developed the cardio karate program, which was a tremendous success back in the mid-90s. The NATMA cardio karate certification tour was at that time the largest certification tour of its kind. And Jim, I know that you certified a ton of instructors and about 6,000 instructors. So that's amazing to teach martial arts fitness. Those of you also know Kathy Long. Jim co-hosted with her an internationally distributed martial arts fitness video called Kickboxing for Fun and Fitness, which I've seen a bunch of times through the NATMA correspondence. Received outstanding reviews from the martial arts and the fitness communities. And you've also hosted the NATMA Fitness Kickboxing video series, which was a monthly video series that was distributed for about 5 years to, I think it was 22 different countries around the world.
Yeah, all over the world.
And you've been on the cover of Martial Arts Professional several times, including Black Belt Magazine. So you've gotten around these last few years and certainly you've been doing a lot the last decade. What I'd like to talk about today is your newest project, which is the Ultimate Body Shaping Course, which is known as the UBC. And we'll start with having you kind of go into a little bit about what the UBC is.
Okay. Well, the Ultimate Body Shaping Course really is a product of my years of studying the integration of martial arts and fitness. And also, you know, the things I liked about it and also the things I didn't. I mean, you look at cardio karate, for example, or even Taibo. The challenge with both those programs in the past is the lack of depth. You know, we as martial artists, we're used to teaching people all the way up to black belt. There's so much depth in what we do. But if you do a program like just cardio karate, which is basically just a class, and Taibo the same way, it's just a class, that's all you really have. And it was a little unfulfilling for me. I have so many people who come into my facility, take my cardio karate classes, great workout in, go home and eat a whole pizza and not get the results they're looking for and blame my cardio karate class and not on the pizza they ate. And after being a martial arts athlete my whole life, I understand that fitness is the integration of four elements: anaerobic conditioning, aerobic conditioning, a sound nutritional program, and flexibility. Put those four elements together, I don't care who you are, you're going to get the results you're looking for. So I decided to just package that all into a program that people would enjoy participating in. As there's your second biggest challenge when it comes to people trying to get in shape. They're bored, they don't enjoy it. So put together something that stimulates them, that gives them the motivation and the support that they're looking for, along with goals, and measurable results. I mean, that's it right there. That's what people are looking for. So that was the creation of the Ultimate Body Shaping Course, which combines fitness kickboxing, which fulfills your aerobic conditioning, strength and conditioning, utilizing strength tubing as the resistance training or anaerobic conditioning. A very sound nutritional program, one that's very easy to follow, designed for fitness, not just for losing weight. That's the biggest mistake that most people go on, is they go on a calorie-restrictive diet, start cutting their weight, think they're doing good, but at the same time they're losing lean muscle tissue. Then they go back to their normal diet and they gain the weight faster than they lost it. You have to attack from four elements, and a sound nutritional program to feed the muscles you're building are so important and so imperative. And then probably the most neglected for most Americans, and that is flexibility. Not getting the stretching in, not increasing the range of motion as they age. So, you know, when people wake up in the morning as they get older, they don't wake up going, man, do I feel weak. You know, they wake up feeling, man, do I feel tight. So you bring in flexibility into the program, they get that added benefit. Not only are they losing weight, not only are they looking better, not only is their coworkers telling them how good they look, but they're just feeling better about themselves. And that's really what the UBC is all about. It's taking away and eliminating the reasons why people don't achieve goals in fitness.
Well, the UBC is having phenomenal success, and it's obviously what motivated me to want to get you in front of our clients, tell them about the program and why martial arts fitness is important. So what I'd like to do is we can even roll back the tape back to even perhaps before before cardio karate.
Sure.
What got you motivated to get into martial arts fitness?
You know, there's a couple things. You know, I am a martial artist since day one. I knew what I wanted to be since I was 12. I started teaching and ran my own school when I was 19. So I'm pushing 43 now. That's a long time frame. My first goal was to become a world kickboxing champion, a karate champion. I achieved that goal at 27. Then I wanted to make some money. I wanted to have one of the largest schools in Southeast United States, and I did that. And, of course, in the mid to late 90s, there's only one way to do that, and that was predominantly children. And for a good 15, 20 years, we had a rammer jammer, you know, tons of kids, 80%, 400 active members, you know, doing very well, doing some real good business. And then you just saw the whole martial arts community starting to change. And my own desires changed after being, you know, the glorified superhero for kids for 10 to 15 years and what all goes into running a traditional martial arts school and the families and all. I got burned out. I did it for years, did really well financially with it, but my true roots after being a professional fighter and working with Joe Louis was working with adults. And my question was, why aren't more people involved in martial arts? What can I do to stimulate them in getting more involved? Because that really has always been my biggest goal, is getting more people enjoying the benefits, the long-term health benefits of martial arts training. And whether they're hitting a heavy bag or they're doing a kata, they're still getting many health benefits. And the only way to really attract adults in that is by focusing on the biggest challenge in this country right now, which is obesity and fitness. And that, you know, we've proven that to be successful. We had the Mac Daddy run with Cardio Karate and Taibo, but the sad part about it is so many martial arts schools don't realize there's still such a huge market out there for this type of thing. And the last thing that really kind of pushed me away from doing traditional martial arts so much is really got to the point the only way to make it in this business and make it big was doing the after-school programs. And nothing against those. I've some people are doing great business with it and making a ton of money and probably even enjoying the process. But I knew once it started going in that direction, that just wasn't for me anymore. So about 4 years ago, I completely licensed off my traditional martial arts program and now just deal with adults predominantly. We do have a UBC for kids program, but 95% of my clients or 99% of my clients are adults looking to get fit through martial arts.
Well, and that's always been the challenge for the traditional martial arts school owner, was targeting the adult market. It's, I mean, there are people out there, there's some people out there who do a really, really nice job with it, but for the purposes of the majority, children has always been the number one source. So
it's the bread and butter, and, you know, for so many schools, to try to compete now with the after school. If you're the type of school that doesn't want to bring in the after school, it's hard because there are a lot of kids out there that have already been in martial arts school for 3 hours, you know, and so there's a percentage of the market that has already almost been pulled from you. And for me personally, that, I think, to really keep the numbers up, and at least the people I know, that's the direction they've gone in. And I personally wasn't interested in it, but I definitely don't have anything against it. I think it's a great moneymaker.
Sure. You know, one of the things that's great for me to notice, obviously being in the tuition management business, is that we can see trends. And it was very obvious in the mid to late 90s, we used to receive a tremendous amount of martial arts fitness related memberships.
Sure.
Obviously, cardio karate being the big stimulator of it. So, but then it's tailed off. You know, we started not getting as many of those memberships in. There are still people that do them and stuff, but it's very obvious to me that there's been a decline in the number of schools actually offering martial arts fitness. What do you think is the number one or two reasons that people have stopped offering fitness programs in their school, or at least minimizing it?
Well, I think there's a few reasons, but predominantly it's quality. Back in the Taibo days and even cardio karate, and I'm somewhat to blame for it, people were taking a weekend certification course and going back and doing something they really weren't accustomed to or comfortable with, and just because of the notoriety of Taibo at the time, you could be terrible at this stuff and still get students. I mean, that's just the God-honest truth. And then when people started kind of losing the whole fad and excitement of Taibo started to fade, then the quality programs, the ones that had gone a little more in detail and developed a little more depth, are still flourishing. You know, a perfect example would be my UBC centers. And the ones that really didn't, that just had one class style, and even the person teaching that class probably wasn't really that hip by it and didn't really, you know, focus on it too much, and that's where you're going to find the drop-off. It's not that people don't want to be in shape. It's not that people don't want to lose weight. It's not that people don't want to find something really unique and challenging out there. It's just having a quality, unique, and challenging program to offer. You can't just – it's just not an easy sell anymore like it once was. I mean, I can't say that. Honestly, my phone rings off the hook. Getting people to make show interest is easy. But putting them on a program that works, and that's what it's going to take to retain them and to get them to come in. And it's no different than anything else out there. There was a period of time where any Tom, Dick, and Harry could put a Tybo ad in or a Cardio Karate ad and get results. Now, quality sells.
You know, there's obviously the UBC is totally different than Cardio Karate.
Oh, 100%.
And from a retention standpoint, I mean, that's always been, you know, when we used to receive the Cardio Karate memberships,
sure.
You know, they had a shorter life span than a traditional martial arts program, and that was always one of the major challenges. How does retention work with your current program, the UBC?
Well, you know, first of all, you must realize what's the biggest difference between a cardio or fitness student and a traditional karate student. For one thing, one's usually an adult and the other one's a child. Child has mom and dad making sure they show up to class. Mom and dad don't have anybody making sure they show up to class. That, to me, is the biggest difference after having been doing this for years. So there's going to be a certain about a little bit more of a drop of retaining. But I find it a lot easier because you're dealing with such a larger percentage of the public who are interested in what you do. There's not a place I go and not start talking about my UBC and weight loss and fitness that I don't get interested customers. To where if I talk just purely martial arts, maybe someone's child's interested or maybe somebody's child has done martial arts. That's usually the direction of the conversation. So you've definitely broadened your market by talking fitness, and especially something as unique as the UBC and martial arts fitness. Now, after saying that, as far as retention, what's interesting about the UBC is our ability, because of the 10-week time frame, the fact that they're getting coaches, the fact that there's an actual goal involved, and they're not doing it alone, they're doing it with a group of other people, and there's a really focused program and a completely fully illustrated manual that they get, and everything they need to achieve their goals, you know, they're willing to make a financial commitment up front. Our UBC right now is $349. I signed up 65 of them in January, and we just got done with the best February that I've had in the last 3 years with my UBC. So, I mean, the market's there, and we're bringing in a lot. And then what we do is we show our schools, understanding we have a mid-evaluation. And the mid-evaluation is 5 weeks into our UBC. Realize UBC is a 10-week course. And at that time, they do their mid-evaluation. Now, why do we do this? Well, of course, the student likes to see how they're doing. It kind of gives them a jazz them up a little bit if they've done a little better on their push-ups or their sit-ups. But 90% of my clients, you come to that mid-evaluation, and we usually get about a 90% retention for the first 5 weeks that take that mid-evaluation are thrilled to death. You know, here they've been focusing on fitness for the last 5 weeks. Their weight's down. They're doing, you know, they went from one push-ups to 22. They went from three sit-ups to 16. They can't believe it. They're thrilled. They're in what we call a peak state. And that's when we sit them down. We give them what we call a mid-evaluation discount, where we really talk about commitment to, we have an elite kickboxing program, which is basically a black belt martial arts program, but takes out all traditional martial arts and focuses purely on the fighting skills that I developed with Mr. Lewis. We have elite weightlifting, where they get guidance in a weight room with not the personal training cost, but still running over $100 a month. So we present them with options, further options, maintenance program, which gives them just access to the kickboxing and strength and conditioning classes that they have in the UBC for a rate. And we're looking at usually having them buy another year or year and a half or making that type of commitment. So even though sometimes our retention is not as high from year one, you know, from January 05 to January 06, we're still able to generate right now my student value for our UBC students about $1,200. From the time that they do the UBC and then when they re-enroll and they buy products and nutritional products, we'll still be able to put together a pretty high student value, even if that student's not here a year from now. And I'm not saying I don't retain students, because we have a very strong elite program, and we do have a good core group, and you can always tell your core group in fitness is in November, December, which is your dead month, where people are out partying and doing the holidays. And we'll still have 250 active members paying either a monthly basis or already paid us in advance. And then this time of year, you know, classes are packed at the Hilton. We're at 350, pushing 400 active members. and there's a lot of money being generated. So it's different than traditional martial arts in retention, but there's still a lot of money there if you know how to do it.
Okay, so let me just rewind a little bit there, just to make sure that I have it clear. The UBC, basically, they're invited in, 10-week course,
right.
5 weeks through that, you're looking to upsell them to
exactly right.
a maintenance
exactly.
thing, or you know, or even
program, or we even have just like everybody else, we have a 30-month Black Belt Club program for $2,400, which people buy because they see, you know, everybody knows, most people, once they start hitting those heavy bags and start getting the empowerment of martial arts, and they get past that first 2 weeks of that awkwardness, they really love this in comparison to what else is out there. You know, running on a treadmill, you know, doing weights. I mean,
right.
Stress, what else is out there for fitness? Pretty boring. And the way we structure our fitness kickboxing classes for the UBC, it's, you know, it's designed for anybody can do it. I mean, that's another unique thing. The fact is I have people currently involved in my school that need to lose 30, 40, 50 pounds. You know, some of my students are, you know, in their teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also have people who are getting ready for marathons. I also have a guy that credited my UBC for doing an Ironman. So being able to attract such a wide variety of people involved in the program just opens up so many more revenue sources.
So, and on top of that, you're tapping into a billion-dollar fitness industry, which I think...
It is. And, you know, the thing is about it, the thing about it, and the people in my town thinks I'm so smart. UBC, we have four locations. We're packing out, and people always know about the UBC, and it's so neat to see that because it's UBC. They don't even try to spell it out. It's, you know, all you on the UBC? They've really created that kind of energy
branding
that I'm always looking for. And it's really not that hard. It's coming up with a program that people want to participate in. And fitness still, it's been taken over by the corporations predominantly, and the activities, they've dummied it down so much so no one gets hurt because of the machines. They don't want to do free weights, and they put them on a treadmill and all these things that just people get bored. And if you can get them involved in a program that they enjoy doing, that's somewhat mentally stimulating, also they get the support. Realize in our fitness program at the UBC, very similar to a martial arts school having its leadership team, we have coaches. So people who get even really involved can even get more involved by helping others. And that's just so you get that energy going, and it's absolutely no different than a traditional martial arts school. The energy's there, the excitement. We just got done with the demonstration workout because we have a big festival. We're going to be doing a big UBC demo. We had, here it is, 10 o'clock in the morning, and I had 15 ladies and some guys in here doing fitness kickboxing demonstration. Excited as heck. You know, no different. The only difference is they're adults. They're also because, you know, it's midday. They don't have to work. They have a little bit more money to spend on extra activities.
So the martial arts guy that incorporates the UBC in their school, and basically, in your opinion, would it be the number one feeder of adult students to their traditional martial arts?
Absolutely, no question of it. If you, at the SMIT evaluation of my UBC, put together a great presentation of your traditional program and the benefits, the long-term health benefits, and when I always talk about, because people are here for results, that's number one. But benefits, long-term health benefits of martial arts training. And one of the things I always say is, you know, Americans are so obsessed with the development of their musculature and cardiovascular, how they weigh, where the Asians are a little bit more focused on balance, body coordination, flexibility, these type of things. There's really nothing else you can do to develop those things other than martial arts. You know, dance, maybe gymnastics, but after you're the age of 20 or 16, forget about it. Martial arts, as the Asians know, because they're out there doing, you know, Tai Chi early in the morning, or the Orientals, you're going to find yourself getting those type of benefits.
Yeah, and I tell you, from our conversations, the thing that was really appealing to me and that I thought would be really appealing to our clients is the fact that they can still run their traditional martial arts program in the evening time, and when their school is basically without anybody in it during the day is when they could really...
You know, my biggest challenge right now, class attendance-wise, the class that's packed out, is my 7 a.m.er. I mean, just
7 a.m.
From 7 a.m. to 11, I have 100 people through my door.
I mean, that's amazing.
It is. I mean, in comparison, and people are always talking about expanding their school. I need more space. Well, most people only need more space between 4 and 8 in the evening. You know, what
you want to expand your time.
What's that? Expand your time. 7 to 11. You know, even if someone did the UBC and ran it only in the morning, because there's such a large percentage of the population out there that's when they work out. And if you go to a gym, you know, a lot of guys out there who have to work at night may work out in the morning, and you'll see a morning crowd. And I will say this, the morning crowd usually is a little bit more successful, so they have a little bit more money to spend, especially people who come at 9:30. My 9:30s are stay-at-home moms that drop the kids off at school and come in and take my classes. Those type of families usually have a little bit more income to spend. And that's why we've been able to keep the revenue up.
Well, I think it's such a great program because it incorporates really so many needs. Schools need more adults. Schools need to fill their classroom during the daytime when their traditional martial arts classes wouldn't be there, and everyone can use an additional revenue stream, that's for sure. Let me ask you about two related questions here. The first one is, let's say they have somebody and maybe they're not ready to get involved in the UBC, which I'm a big fan of. If someone else has created a system that it's turnkey and I can get in and I'm not the expert and I can turn that key and get up and running very quickly, that is the way to go. As the president of a tuition management company, delegation, I can tell you that's key. We our clients really understand that. But let's just play devil's advocate for a moment and just putting the UBC aside, what do you think are the key elements of having a successful fitness program? What makes a fitness program successful from your point of view with your experience?
No question, it's results. I mean, you have to have a way to prove to the market that you get results. That's what people want. I mean, again, relating it back to the UBC, even though this is, a fitness kickboxing program, one of the best compliments I ever had when I first created this program was that I had personal trainers in the area, because that's who I consider my competitor, accusing me of doctoring my photos. And I just loved that. But of course, that wasn't true, but it just showed the results. And I have people walk into my school and go, it's kickboxing? Oh, I'm going to kickbox? They walked in my door because they were so impressed by a friend they knew or before and after they saw of someone who did our program. And that's it. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that most martial arts fitness programs or martial arts schools make when they're promoting their facilities for fitness. And I've seen so many ads where, it'll say, lose weight with fitness kickboxing. Now, and they have a, pretty girl doing a high kick on a heavy bag, even though she may be in workout clothes. Well, the average public, first of all, would like to lose weight, and the fitness kickboxing is a little intimidating, but when they see that girl, that pretty girl throwing that high kick, the first thing they think in their minds is, I can't do that. And that's a huge mistake. The main thing is talking about benefits, the results of the program, and downplaying the actual activity that gets the results. I can't emphasize enough. Number two, I would say, is consistency. Having consistent classes, having something. One thing I emphasize in our program is our classes are timed to the minute. Most martial arts fitness instructors, especially karate instructors, overvalue what they do in a fitness class. As I tell my instructors, who are you really competing against? What is the number one form of aerobic conditioning at a fitness center? Well, it's a treadmill. So if your class is more interesting than a treadmill, you've got them beat there. And we hit the heavy bags pretty much all the time. It's straight hip heavy bag work. So, of course, that's a lot more interesting, utilizing seven techniques, jab, cross hook, uppercut, front kick, round kick, side kick, down to some exciting mood and music, and a high-energy instructor. So we got that beat. And then you say, well, why do people get on a treadmill? Well, why? Because they can count on the workout. It's extremely consistent, no matter they put 20 minutes in, the darn thing will even tell you how many calories you burned. And that's what people are looking for. They're looking for results, number one, and consistency, number two. And that would be the two is the key elements. Now, in my opinion, when it comes to business, what is business success? And take a little more broader look at it, and I think the core of the classes, one is branding. You've got to have something that's unique. And again, developing the UBC logo is unique. It has a look. It has something that people they identify with, and we purposely made it non-threatening. So people don't feel like they have to be a body beautiful to wear our UBC shirts. It doesn't even, when you first look at it, it doesn't scream fitness. And that's by design. Number two is consistency. As we said before, consistently dealing with the public, consistency in your promotions, your advertising, the message is constantly being hammered home, which we're very good at, and then value. And when it comes to value for the average person, the reason we sign 65 people up, you know, every January, the reason why I have so many people that keep coming back to my program and why we're constantly doing the numbers and we're up 20% of revenue this year than we were last year. And we've been running this for 5 years and everybody says, oh, this stuff's going to burn out. Fitness never burns out. Everybody's, you know, the biggest challenge in this country today is losing weight. And if they can get the results they're looking for in a 10-week package, which is $349. Now, you know, you compare that to a gym membership, which you can get them as low as $39 a month. It sounds high, but that's no guidance gym membership. Now, you compare it to personal training, which we do. Shoot, for some guys, that's only six lessons.
Right.
So $349 for 10 weeks, it's an easy sell. And if you get good at it, which a lot of my staff is, they get them. We always talk about there's a start date, and there's a limited amount of people, and you got to jump on board because it does sell out, which it does. And we'll get people giving their credit card numbers right over the phone. People are desperate right now to figure out and learn how to lose weight. And as long as you're delivering the goods, as long as what you say is true, they'll flock to you. But the first thing you got to do, you got to prove to the market that you get the results they're looking for.
And, you know, with fitness, with the history of poor retention, it's probably the only thing that people go back and forth, you know, to. They start up, then they quit, they start up and they quit. And the UBC, obviously, the second part of my question was really what was going to be the difference between the UBC and other fitness programs, and you've sort of answered that.
Well, we're the real deal. We're complete. I mean, that is really, and there's so many new programs coming out, but they always, gym or like, and I always like to relate it to a physician. You know, a gym membership is like going to a general practitioner. You know, they have a little bit of everything, but they don't focus on anything. To where the UBC, I mean, do this. It's so laid out for them. Do this, do this, do this, take this class, eat this, this, this. It's so easy for them to follow, which makes it, from a school owner, so easy to teach. I mean, just like we talk about consistency for the person participating in the UBC, the other end of it from the person running the program is just basically five-week cycles. You just keep repeating it.
Right.
And then as far as every 5 weeks, and we have one coming up a week from this Saturday, which is fabulous. We have a group finishing, which we hit. Some of the people that didn't do the mid-evaluation discount, they're going to finish the course, 90% of them will re-enroll. And then we have people coming up on the mid-evaluation discounts. We have UBC 36 finishing, UBC 37 mid-evaluation, and then we have UBC 38 starting. And we always have people who jump on board in the last minute. So a lot of revenues are created with that kind of that consistency and teaching people how to structure this program. So it's not a feast and famine. You're not having 1 month where you're making a lot of money, then you got to go 10 weeks to wait. And then, of course, the renewals. I mean, and getting people on, you know, either long paying advances or, you know, a consistent monthly payment, which really isn't that big a challenge. Once people get involved in this program, they're going to want to stick with it. Our biggest challenge right now for this facility is having enough room for the students.
Well, I want to ask you one question about the UBC in terms of the teams, and then I have a few other questions,
okay.
And I want to make sure I leave time for our clients to ask some questions. But one of the things that always impressed me about the UBC was the team concept.
Yes.
And I know that plays a big role in retention. Can you explain that?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, again, we're getting back to the main, why do people not succeed in fitness? How many, you know, still last year, the number one New Year's resolution is to lose weight and get fit. Well, you know, how many people actually achieve that goal? Very few, because, again, they try to do it on their own. They're not getting the support, and if they do, the only other choice for them really is to join or to hire a personal trainer to get the motivation and the dedication that they need to achieve their goals. And with the UBC, our number one thing, when somebody comes into our program, the first thing I tell them, you know what makes the UBC unique is you're not doing it alone. You're starting with up to 50 other participants. You put on teams. You're assigned coaches. These are people who have done the course, got great results, and are willing to help you and guide you through the program. You know, that alone, right there, that's kind of like, really? So I'm not doing this by myself. We're going to do this as a group. We're going to do this as a team. We're going to go on, basically, I use the term fitness journey together. And also to stimulate that interaction, we have team challenges. And these are just fun ways to help get your students to socialize and get to know each other. You know, you think about, again, you know, the martial artists who are listening to this, people who have dedicated themselves to martial arts, I guarantee you the majority of the time you went to that school in your early days wasn't just because you loved the workout so much. It was because of the people you met and the relationships you developed. Well, the UBC really believes in that. We really believe the results a lot of times come from the fact that the students really enjoying the process and really enjoying the people they're meeting. And we stimulate that interaction by having, again, one of our team challenges is a recipe contest where everybody brings a UBC-approved recipe for a night. And red wine is kind of the alcohol of choice. So if they want to bring a bottle of red wine to share, they can. We have some nice jazz music in the background. And what we'll do that night is the UBC prior, the winners who get the team challenge winners and the grand prize winner will do a presentation that night. We also do it as a promotion. We always give away a free UBC, and then everybody who's interested in getting the UBC, so a lot of the moms and will bring their husbands in and friends in. Hopefully they'll win, but of course they're going to give us their name and phone number, and we're going to have a special discount just that night for those that came in but didn't win the free UBC, so it becomes a great promotional tool for us. And then the team that brings in the most recipes gets so many points, and the team that has the best recipe gets so many points, and it's just fun, and it's done in an hour. We completely structure it, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, thank you, have a good night. So it's not an all-night thing, and to me it's a lot more fun than a kid's birthday party, I'll tell you that.
Sure, and you're generating a tremendous amount of excitement and enthusiasm.
It's thrilling. And then like we just did 2 weeks ago, it was a two-mile walk run. We met at the park. We have a two-mile course out there. Now, of course, this time of year up north, probably impossible, but you can do something similar. But we just all went for a two-mile.
Hey, cross-country skiing will do.
You can do cross-country skiing. You can do anything like that just to get people socializing and fun. And then the only one that would require a school who's licensing our program to do, and that is the team that has the most finished the course. Because we want to put a little of that team pressure on people to know if they quit, they don't participate, they're not just letting themselves down, they're letting their team down. And again, the way it's done, the way we teach you how to do it, some people want a tremendous amount of guidance. In other words, we have a sticker that we put on their manual every week. If they fill out that manual completely and chart all their progress, they get a sticker. And at the mid-evaluation, they can turn that studio stickers in for value on tuition or discounts on tuition or discounts on merchandise. So that gives the person who wants that extra attention the chance to go to a coach, go to an instructor, go to one of our consultants and get that feedback. But we still have some guys in here take the course, pay us the money, they're hanging out with their wife, they just want to hit the heavy bag and do their thing, and yeah, they're in the course, but they don't want someone on top of them. And, so that it's kind of, it's one thing nice about the UBC, it's just like I have people that are obese right next to people who are marathoners. Anybody can do this course. Just like hitting a heavy bag, instead of doing a cardio karate Taibo style class, which eliminates more people participating than attracts, we do 45-minute heavy bag workouts as our primary kickboxing class. Now we have three cardio classes a week, but might have 15 heavy bag workouts. Why? Because for one thing, most people enjoy it, and number two, someone can hit that bag 5 times in a minute, or they can hit it 50 times in a minute, just like the treadmill. They can walk, they can jog, they can run. It really opens up the entire spectrum to anybody can participate. And then if you bring them all together at the same time, and as you talk about where the team concept comes into, anybody that's been on a cruise or gone on vacation and been in a group of people with everybody at the same place going in the same directions, relationships are naturally created because everybody's goals are similar. And that's another thing about having a start date. Everybody comes together for this particular day to set that goal, and you meet your teammates and you meet your coaches. And this retention is huge. I mean, we have right now an 80% completion rate in this program. 80% of the people that start this course will finish it. Now, I will tell you, another 20% of those finishers will go back to their gym membership and not re-roll with us, which is fine with me because they're going to go away for about 3 or 4 months, gain the weight back, and come take my UBC again because it happens all the time. But I'll retain at least 50% of those people. Out of the 65, 70 people I disenrolled last January, we're going to retain probably 30 or 40 of them, at least 6 months to a year. We discount the year at a pretty good large whack, so we'll get about $600 up front for a year membership in our maintenance program. And then we have those who want to get into elite, and they get a special discount at the mid or so forth, where we're getting the high value, 30-month, $2,000 cash up front opportunities. It's still there. It's just different. It's convincing.
Right.
Most.
Well, I'm sure that our clients are getting pumped up about all these wonderful things they could be doing in their school, and certainly UBC has got to be exciting.
Well,
so let me tell you
the one thing, not to interrupt you.
Yep, go ahead.
You realize UBC was just the beginning, the Ultimate Body Shaping course, the 10-week course. We now have UBC for Kids, which is really attacking the obesity problem in this country with children, which is huge. Talk about a feeder program into the into the market. You know, everybody out there right now is saying the exact same thing when it comes to children's martial arts.
Absolutely.
In fact, you go out and attack it from a fitness level, and when they graduate their six-week UBC for children's or UBC for kids course, and they get an honorary or a gold belt because they're going to learn jab, cross hook, uppercut, front kick, round kick, side kick, that becomes a feeder program. We're also doing what we call the guaranteed 5-week guaranteed weight loss program, which I developed with Dr. Ken Kroll. Dr. Ken Kroll is from Harvard Medical School. He's one of 300 board-certified anti-aging experts in the United States. He runs our advisory board, and he and I have put together a 5-week course, kind of a pre-UBC program for people who are really obese, that they only work out 3 days a week, and we predominantly put them on meal replacement, nutritional products, which, again, helps the school owner or the licensed studio with additional revenue. So a lot going on with the UBC instead of just the one course.
It's absolutely amazing to me how many basically branches off of the UBC that you can be tying into. So it's not just the UBC, but it's all the opportunities that surround the UBC
Correct.
Program
it's
itself.
And the Elite. I mean, the follow-up program, the UBC Elite program, kickboxing all the way up to black belt. There's just so much going on. And I didn't even mention our UBC cruise, where online we have an ultimatebodyshaping.com. We give away a cruise to Cozumel, Mexico every 10 weeks to so the studios who sponsor our program can offer a cruise for the winning UBCer. Every 10 weeks they register, we give a cruise away. Then in November, we all go out and have some fun. So there's a lot going on with this program than I think a lot of people
and certainly a lot more than we can cover in our short time today.
Right.
Let me ask you just a couple of quick things, and
okay.
give me the short answers on them because I want to turn it over to our clients. But
no,
I'm sure one of the questions they would have is, you know, hey, I'm a martial arts school owner, I'm a third-degree black belt, I'm second-degree black belt or whatever. What do I have to do to be qualified to teach a fitness program and possibly even get into even nutrition?
Sure. Well, I tell you, we as an organization have tried to answer that question by not making it really anything. Because of our national advisory board and the way our manual is laid out, it's pretty much A to Z to guide these people. We stay with very basic information. And if a student has a question to an instructor, let's say they're diabetic or they're a vegetarian, you or the student can email our advisory board, and within 48 hours they'll get an answer back from a physician answering that question for them. So it really takes that.
So there's an
expert. I have to be an expert to answer all these questions, and how am I going to deal with it? Now, you know, of course, as you develop the UBC and as people become more familiar with the nutritional program, the more knowledgeable the average student or the instructor is going to become. But the fact that, do they have to take any special degrees to run our program other than need to be certified in fitness kickboxing, which we can do for them, and be certified in our strength and conditioning classes, so we'll make sure the classes are being taught properly. But as long as the instructor sticks with our program, they're going to get the results. Students are going to get the results they're looking for, and the instructor is going to find it very easy to teach and to run.
And they're never going to be left.
UBC, I would recommend, taking some type of nutritional course.
Right. And they're never going to be left with, geez, I don't know the answer to that question, because they can always say, hey, let me look into that and get that for you, because they have a place to go, or they can turn around and say, hey, as a UBC member, you can contact this email address. They'll answer the question. So whichever way the instructor felt most comfortable dealing with the question, they have an expert at their disposal.
Exactly. And all of our licensed studios have instant phone consultation available. I mean, we pick up the phone. You're not going to get a mess in the machine. We're going to give you the answers you're looking for, and we have access to, like I said, one of 300 board-certified anti-aging experts in the United States. This guy is just brilliant, and we're just so honored to have him. You guys are going to hear a lot
no,
of
that's,
Dr.
It, Kroll. It's awesome that he's on your staff, basically,
We worked together about a year and a half ago and just hit it off. He loved what I was doing, and I just, you have so many mentors in your life, Joe Lewis being one, my original karate instructor, and, of course, my father. And Dr. Kroll's right in there. He taught me how to eat. I mean, after 40 years, you'd think I would have known, but I don't. And he really made it simple. Understanding of how not just to look slim and be fit, but don't get cancer in 20 years. I mean, he's really a great guy.
I've been avoiding the pasta since our last dinner together.
Yeah. Or the white flour. That's the number. White flour, white sugar, brother. Hydrogenated oils. Do that alone, and you'll live a healthier life.
Okay. Look, without any exaggeration, there's obviously people get involved in UBC, and some people reach incredible levels. I want you just to eliminate those numbers. I want you to tell me the average martial arts guy who, you know, his main love and devotion is still his martial arts classes, but he wants to get involved with the UBC. And the question that comes to mind is, you know, what type of revenue could I expect if I did a good job with the program?
You know, and that's a very interesting question because you do have so many different levels. See, the UBC, there are three different levels in which we have our licensing. We have basically a fitness center or martial arts school that's running the program and doing a lot of other things, whether it's a traditional martial arts club or a fitness studio that's running a lot of different classes. And then we have people who take a little bit more serious approach to it and probably dedicate maybe 50% of their time and effort into it, and they get a territory. They make sure they're going to block out 5 to 7 to 10 miles that nobody else can bring the UBC in because they really are focusing on it. And then we have standalones. These are where I actually go out and help build the location, and just like the Curves or any of the other type of programs, even though we're not a franchise, we're licensed, we build it from scratch, and they do basically what I have. I'm standing in right now as I do this interview, my Seminole location, which is a standalone UBC center. We have one in Bel Air, Largo, Seminole, and they're all doing, you know, great as far as different commitment depending on the different revenue. But to be honest with you, when we're talking about a school owner who's going to do this and really try to generate some extra income but also has other sources of income, very common to generate an extra $10,000 a month. I mean, that's just not uncommon. If you think about if you can get to in the first 5 to 6 months, which is the Whammer Jammer UBC time, the first 3 months are fantastic. The second quarter is very, very good. Third quarter, it does slow a little bit, but it's a little, you know, to where a lot of people are taking off and going to places for the summer with the kids program. You also get a lot of people who want to get in shape for summertime, so it can be good. And then the fourth quarter is a little slow for the UBC. So if you average it out, adding an additional $10,000 a month in revenue over the year is not uncommon at all.
Okay. Well, you know, and then the follow-up question to that is, okay, that all sounds great. You know, what is this going to cost me? And if you don't mind, I like to take a stab at it because we've had the conversation.
Sure.
The way that the UBC is set up is that it's a $99 per month fee for using the UBC license, and you get all
Correct.
Sorts of support, and I'll let you explain that. The minimum commitment is 6 months, where
Right.
you have to pay for 3 months in advance, so basically looking at $300.
Correct.
You have offered to take $50 off for member solution clients who
Correct.
Get involved. We're going to run that through through tax day, through April 15th.
I love that.
Okay, so everybody will remember. And what we're also going to do is that anybody who gets involved, Member Solutions is going to contribute $50 towards that as well to make it a full $100 off. So for $200, they can get their, we'll call it a UBC startup kit. It covers their first 3 months of the license.
Correct.
And then they're also making a commitment for the full 6 months. And, you know, personally, I think that's pretty much not so important because I think people, once they get involved, are going to want to have it be part of their school for many, many years to come.
Joe, there's not another program that someone could purchase right now to generate more income in their facility for such a low price.
And well, you have to ask yourself, why is Member Solutions taking another $50 off? And that's because we've seen the results of schools using UBC. We know that it's a great feeder into the martial arts program as well. We fully anticipate our clients to increase their billing revenue. I mean, I'm being honest.
Sure.
It's a great investment for us to help our clients get involved with this program. All they have to do is contact our company, go through our sales team, and they'll get it set up and communicate and basically make sure that they're all taken care of.
Right.
Why don't you add to that, and then we'll turn it over to our client for some questions.
Okay. Well, again, the $99 a month licensing fee covers the use of the name and the ability to run the entire program and pretty much everything that I've talked about. Now, it doesn't give you a territory, but it does give you a first right of refusal when this thing starts to kick and you don't want anybody else coming in the area. You can claim your area, and we get a lot of people who do that because you're not going to find something other than maybe after school that's going to generate as much income in your facility than the Ultimate Body Shaping course, because it is something this country is looking for. They're looking for programs that are going to get results. And you're looking at such a low upfront cost. The fact is that, you know, $200 right now with the discount with the Member Solutions, which will cover you for the first 3 months of the program, and then on the fourth month you're going to be charged $99 for three more months. Then after the 6 months, You have a $500 commitment in the program. If you don't think this program is working for you and you don't want to continue, we'll cancel it. It's not a long-term commitment. It's not a long-term contract. It's not a lot of money up front. We are so confident that once someone starts implementing this program and they realize what a turnkey operation it really is and that the income is there for them, that they're going to keep the program. And all we're doing is making sure, as far as if someone does decide not to do it, we are licensing the logo. We're licensing the name and the program that we're putting. So if they don't want to continue using it, then we request they quit using our name and quit using the program.
Right, absolutely. And look, you know, it's one of the things that I enjoy doing for clients is going out and finding the programs that I think would make a positive impact in their school, add revenue to their pocket. Obviously, with the UBC and the 10 week course, you know, these are people that are coming in and paying basically cash in full for the program. You know, this isn't something that even goes through Member Solutions,
right.
But we do know that it's a great feeder to the martial arts program. It'll add great revenue to our clients' bottom line.
And well, Dale, I just want to say thank you. I mean, we're here talking. I've been in this business for a long time. You know, I was one of the original NAPMA founders, and the fact is that there hasn't been anybody, an organization that I find that has of higher integrity than Member Solutions. And it is truly an honor to be working with you guys and looking forward to continue to work with you as you grow. And you know, in my opinion, it's just a perfect match. And we really do appreciate this opportunity to present this to your clients.
It's my pleasure. I totally feel that this is something that can help them out. And I'm very excited about the fact that they can, you know, do this during times where it doesn't interfere with the martial arts program and really tremendously add revenue to their business. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the phones to our clients, and I'm sure they have a few questions for you. Hang on 1 second. Okay, that should open us up. Is anyone have any questions for Mr. Graydon?
I do if nobody's jumped in.
Oh, go right ahead, Larry.
All right, great. How you doing, Mr. Graydon?
I'm doing great.
Several questions, and I'm not sure I can form all of them in the amount of time that we have. But, for example, I'm a one-man company, and I do work, I run my karate schools. I have two out of fitness centers.
Right.
And so there's a ready-made market that comes in there. They come there because they want to get fit. But the double edge of that sword is, of course, the trainers would see me as competition, which that's okay.
You know, that's an interesting question if they would or not. You could do it, you know, if we could talk some other time and having a synergistic relationship with them. And just, you know, something, it would be a longer conversation, but there is a way to do it.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that because I got some work to do on that myself yet.
Sure.
Now, as a one-man company, of course, I'm listening to you talk about the 7 to 11 classes, and I'm getting excited about it, but then I'm thinking, wow, there's just one of me. And I can only go around so far, even though I'm excited about it. And hiring people has been something that's been on my agenda of things to learn to do.
Sure.
Is there a way, you said there was a leadership program, but of course you got to build that leadership program. I may have them already. Do you have any suggestions in that
regard?
Well,
I'll tell you, and yes, I do. And the fact is, when I first created the UBC, I, of course, didn't have a leadership program for the UBC because it hadn't been created yet. So what I did is I approached some of the students that I currently had that were participating in my fitness program and even some of my higher-ranking martial arts students and explained to them exactly what I was going to do and really enlisted their support. I also became one of the original coaches. If you don't, you know, the question is, do you have to have coaches to run the program? And the answer is yes. Well, if I don't have any coaches, then you're the coach. I mean, the whole idea is that people have to have that support. Doesn't mean you have to personally train them, but, you know, staying in contact with them, you know, answering questions, giving the support they're looking for is all about the program. But there's no reason that you, as a person first creating it, can't do that. And I will tell you this. Once I got the ball rolling and I got my first group through, ever since then, and this is 5 years ago, I've had more people that have wanted to coach and help out in the course than I've had spots for, and that's the truth. It's so different. And most of you guys know this from running a leadership team. The value that people place on the ability to help others. When they've achieved a goal and then you give them the opportunity to help others to get that same feeling of sense of achievement that they achieved, they jump on it. And it's all in presentation. It's all in making them feel part of a team, not feeling used, which we teach you how to do. But that's a huge part. And, yes, in the beginning, I'll tell anybody, the first 10 weeks, the first one you run, is always going to be most challenging. I mean, this isn't, you know, there is no magic wand. There is going to take some a little sweat equity to get the ball rolling. But I will say, once you get the ball rolling, it does feed itself.
And you alluded to synergizing with those fitness people. I guess maybe I could do a one-on-one with you or with Joe and go from there.
Yeah, I would be more than happy to talk about presenting it, because you're probably going to need to present it to the fitness center, and you have to present it to them as a benefit. How is it going to benefit the fitness center? And there's a lot. We have right now the largest fitness center in Utah right now, Iowa, the largest fitness center in Iowa, Seven Flags, running our program, and they're just cranking with it. So we're getting a real in tune with how the fitness facilities are capitalizing on it as well.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Next question. We still have 5 more minutes left.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay, wonderful. This is Alex Houston from Lexington, Kentucky. Well, the thing about it is, my question is kind of interesting. I've been staring at the UBC program probably since the end of last year. And actually, as of last week, I just ordered my instructor certification for both the strength and conditioning and kickboxing. The thing about it, though, is when I go on, because right now I'm putting together the capital to open up a facility.
Okay.
My background is in Chinese Kung Fu.
Excellent.
But when I more or less go to get my starter package, being that I've already purchased the program, would the $200 price be available to me?
Yes. Do you have the startup kit yet?
No, I don't. Actually,
yeah,
I just wanted to
get on. You've taken one of our certifications.
Yeah,
we do
I just
have some people
that
who just get certified with us just to learn to do it, but don't technically do the UBC, because you're not technically licensed to do the UBC yet. You know, you have you've got to get on board, but you're ahead of the game, no question about it. And yeah, if I was you, I would jump on board. I'd take advantage of this opportunity.
Okay. All right. And I guess initially in startup costs, what have you seen to be from a ground up position?
You know, again, it's dependent on how much sweat equity you're willing to put into it. The more you're willing to get out there and pound the pavement, and maybe talk to people in your community. How do you already have a facility that you have ready made parents to start soliciting that are coming to watch your kids? That's cheap. If not, then I always recommend, and I tell this to anybody, find a local newspaper. If you have any type of local mail out that goes out on a weekly basis that tells parents about what's going on in their community, anything like that, that's where you want to begin. You just want to start developing a relationship with them. It's usually the inexpensive form of print advertising. Also, they're far more apt to start spending some dollars with them to then put in your contest winners and to talk about your program. That, you know, and if you're going to be doing a kung fu program, they'll throw information about that, and developing that relationship with them. That has just been one of the best moves I've made, is developing those type of relationships. Now, we can guide you in that direction. We can also guide you in radio scripts. We have those. We also have a 30-second and a minute-long commercial, and it's all depending on your budget. I mean, it's how much money do you have to spend? And, again, as you develop your first group, your students become walking billboards, and that's the truth. And that's why I always encourage my studio owners to get T-shirts on these people, because when they've lost 10 or 15 pounds, they want to, just like they want to show the gloves you gave them to hit the heavy bags to all their friends, they're going to wear that shirt proudly, and they're going to talk all about your program. Because, again, you're still dealing, even though this is not a women-only thing, which I don't recommend at all, because there's plenty, you know, right now the most wealthy generation in the history of man is baby boomers, and most of them are males, and they got a lot of darn money. And you sure don't want to tell them they can't come into your facility because you're just training women. You're still going to find 80% or 75 to 80% of your clients are women, and if you get the results they're looking for, they will tell everyone.
All right.
And it's just, when you even talk about how to get involved in the hairdressing profession, where all the talk's going, and you get in that circuit, you're just going to have a lot of people coming in with very little money out, trying to get the information out to them.
Now, I guess the only other thing I have is initially with this getting on as a with the business startup, is the kids program included in that also?
Yes, it's all included. Once you become a licensed UBC studio, you have access. Not only you have access to the kids program, you have access to the 10-week program. You have the new program that will be coming out probably the next 6 to 8 weeks, which is a guaranteed weight loss, and the elite program. So it's all there for you.
Alex, those are two really good questions, and especially your first question, because this is something that creates a lot of enthusiasm in the community, and there's a ton of press releases you could be doing from your business with the local papers and, you know, really getting into those great relationships with the people who spread the media around. And, you know, it's all good publicity for the school. And imagine if you take somebody, you know, who's significantly overweight and you help them reduce down. I mean, that's stories that they want to report for the community when people are having success, and you're going to be a feeder to them. So you'll get a lot of, probably a lot of free advertisement. I would bet that Jim gets a ton of free advertising.
Well, I tell you what, what's really nice, and that is the fact that this program's been going on for 5 years, and anybody who jumps on board now gets the benefit of those 5 years of before and after and contest winners, because it's all UBC. I mean, if they got those results, and we have the ads and tons of them that you get in that new ad every other month, and a ton of promotional material on the owner's page at the on the website that you can use, you know, immediately. It doesn't mean it had to actually happen in your facility to say that it happened with UBC. So you have access to the 5 years of publicity and before and afters and ads that we've already accumulated.
Oh, phenomenal. Phenomenal. Wow.
That is great.
I'm looking right now at some of our UBC national contest winners, the ones who won the cruises, and I'm telling you, people look at that, that's what they want. The first question out of their mouth is, that was only 10 weeks. And, you know, it sells itself, and they can't, you know, they're ready to write the check.
That's an exciting program. Thanks for your question, Alex. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Alex.
I wish I had asked that one myself. Are there any other questions out there?
Well, if there's not, then I can pop another one.
And we have just about a couple of minutes left, so go ahead. Okay. Fire away.
Okay. More or less my question was on the maintenance.
Right.
Once the person has gone through the 10-week course, and I, you know, you kind of touched on it earlier about the around $100 to maintain the membership,
right?
On a monthly basis. Do you have a standardized system that, you know, of course I'll have access to once I become a licensed facility? Kind of templates.
Yeah.
So that I can make sure.
We'll show you exactly how the process works as far as the mid-evaluation, the mid-evaluating discounts that you offer them, you know, the program that you want to push forward. So, you know, within 6 or 7 weeks of someone joining my program, they're usually already in for about $900, $950, and they've been training with me 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
Wow.
So that's how a program works. Now, we hope they're going to be here the year from now, but if they're not, we're way ahead of the game. And that program, that's why it is very successful.
Well, I appreciate your time, and thank you for answering my question.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Jim, can you let our clients know that if they want to get in contact with you for any questions or anything like that, where they can reach you? And, of course, to get on with the special, they should call Call Member Solutions, and
yeah,
we'll direct you to our team.
Special, and I'm going to go ahead and give you my personal cell phone number, so you'll get me direct, and that's going to be 727-418-4882. And if anybody out there has any other questions about the program, feel free to call me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
And again, I'll give that one more time, 727-418-4882.
That is great. Has everybody got that?
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank everyone for supporting teleconference today and coming out. I hope you're enjoying these types of the teleconferences. And I really encourage you to get on board with the UBC. I've seen it do some great things. And if it can add money to your pocket and improve the quality of your lives, it makes me very, very happy. So, get on board, and if you have any questions, you can also reach me at my new email address, which is joe@membersolutions.com. And for those of you who want to reach our sales department direct, it's 888-277-4409. Thanks again, everybody, and thank you, Jim. I really appreciate you taking the time to spend with us today.
Joe, always a pleasure, and anything I can do, we're here for you.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.